you have this mix of insanity here, right? And it makes no sense whatsoever because there's no genres, right? You're nuts. You're starting an indie label, and even more so, you're not paying anybody, right? And you're doing it on spec. I mean, that's insane, but it's going to work, right?
I don't think it's insane. The label is sustainable, which is why we're doing it. And even though all of the genres are different, the common theme is that all the music is fantastic.
So when you talk about sustainable, sustainable also means that you're smart enough as a manager to understand what sustainable means, that if you start with an artist at a place in his career where his Q rating, or whatever you want to call it, is way up there, you also knew what you were doing. I mean, you didn't say, well, I'll just sign up some young kids and then we'll make a record.
The quality of Brennan's music and the fact that he's been so prolific allows us to be able to do this. I'm not saying that this is the model for everyone, but this is the model that I created for Brendan. And then I observed this whole scene coming up around him, and it actually came together pretty naturally and organically.
And you're thinking, ooh, somebody's actually curating the music here, right?
Absolutely. And it's Brendan, you know?
But it's also based on heart and soul and just liking it, not based on parameters like, well, let me see, if we get a guy with a fiddle and then we get a guy who can scream and we get a bass player who can play on all the records and you carry the one. And
all I'm doing is capturing what they're doing and rallying a team around it. And it was actually, I don't want to say it was easy, but it was relatively easy to get people on board to be involved with the label just based on the fact that they trust Brennan's musical instincts. So it doesn't really matter what the genre is. Brennan's been on majors and indies and kind of hybrids of both, and none of that really worked, and it didn't provide any consistency in his career. So I'm trying to provide consistency, sustainability, and then, you know, the artists he produces, if they want a platform to market and distribute their music, we're making it available. They don't have to, you know, but it just, like I said, very naturally came together. And also, you know, there, of course, were majors and indies interested in Brennan for this album. But then I saw, you know, people getting laid off, or I saw, you know, models where there were investors and a lot of money being spent and not a lot of thought on what was being spent. So I kind of took what I've seen work and not work and then built it around Brendan.